Hi, everyone. I'm James Spinelli, founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. GVA is a leading technology-driven, full-service, registered investment advisor. GVA partners with select independent financial advisors to provide customized technology, investment strategies, compliance, and back-office solutions. This podcast will provide answers to common questions that are asked by advisors throughout the transition process by interviewing experienced individuals who have benefited from their transition to independence. Welcome to the GVA Way. Welcome to episode number 16 of the GVA Way. I'm James Spinelli, CEO and founder of Great Valley Advisor Group. And on today's episode, I have Charlie McNamara of Paragon Wealth Management. Charlie, great to have you today.
Thanks for bringing me in, James.
And this episode is one that we want to focus on your journey to independence.
Gotcha.
Why you made that leap, talking about the firm today, what makes it tick, right? The key players that you have at the organization, the technology, business development, some ideas around that. And then we'll round it out with learning a little bit more about yourself. So,
gotcha. What do you want me to start with?
So let's dive into a background on Paragon Wealth Management and how it started and the rebranding effort and everything around that.
Gotcha. Well, I'll start at the beginning a little bit. Started in 2001, Prudential broker-dealer, insurance broker-dealer. And then I was lucky enough in 2016 to run into a really go-getter named James Spinelli. You were pretty new at the company.
Very new, very fresh.
And you brought me, showed me, at that time we were looking at multiple different platforms, Raymond James, and it was down to GVA. And everything, and I'm not just saying this to kiss your butt, James, but you literally did such a great job showing us what it would be like to be at GVA, and we decided to come over as McNamara Financial, and that was 2017.
Yep.
So if we rewind to in 2017, we came over, we also had a friend, Phil Rosenau, who came over as well. We came over separate. And if you recall, we were in the same building, and basically it was a little confusing, Rosenau, McNamara.
I remember the visits. I'd show up and I'd be like, all right, I got to do my branch visit at Rosenau Financial Advisors. And right, then I got to open the door and go to McNamara Financial Group, right? Yeah, so totally remember that. Yeah.
So I guess it was maybe 3 years ago, like, this is ridiculous. So let's rebrand to Paragon. Got a new office. And that was a little difficult because people had known me for about, so I'm about 24 or 25 years in the business. So they've known McNamara for at least 12. So once we did that, that was a little difficult. But now it's up and running. We changed our website. We used GVA for the website part. We pretty much just completely rebranded doing podcast videos. We also have done a ton online as far as LinkedIn and also Facebook.
Yep.
And the rebranding has been fabulous. The downside so far, because it's only been about 2 years, is we're trying to get our SEO up.
Yep.
But I think that's the next step.
Sure.
But we're our branding has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I would say a lot of that help came from you guys. We contacted you, you put us in touch with Stephanie, with Jeff and the whole team, and the Camo's team, and they did a great job helping us build out, everything from the website to the videos and so forth.
Yeah, and that's great to hear. I mean, we have other offices that have done the same path that you've taken, right? Where they've worked closely with another advisor or another office and said, hey, you know, maybe now's the time that we come together, and that's how GVA can assist for sure, right? And maybe there's pieces that make sense, asset management, marketing, insurance, but at the end of the day, you can run the practice that you want, right? And so when looking at what's being utilized at GVA, we talked about marketing, we talked about asset management, those areas. How about your team, like Ricardo and Phil and Jonathan, and how everybody kind of comes together to form Paragon Wealth and make that firm a really good firsthand experience for the client, right?
Yeah, I have to say, I couldn't do this without my team. First of all, I have Lori, who's the office manager.
Absolutely.
She helps with everything from booking appointments to keeping us in line, doing applications. I have my two business partners, Ricardo, who is basically our portfolio manager and almost our CFO.
Yep.
So he stays on top of all the finances, the portfolios. And then Phil kind of does what I do, is we bring in business. and kind of co-manage the firm between me, Phil, and Ricardo.
Yep.
And then we also have John Childs, who is our in-house financial planner. So when a client comes in, we try to introduce them to the whole team. They know who Lori is, they know who John, they know us all. And I think it's an experience where they feel very comfortable knowing what each of us are going to do for them in the customer service model.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think one of the things that's been a big focus of ours in 2025 is that team concept.
Yep.
So the client comes in and they feel like they're joining part of a team, right?
Exactly.
And they know what everybody's doing. There's clearly defined roles. And during that rebranding process, I remember working with you closely of saying, okay, who's going to do what, right? How are you going to make it look like this? And present it in a certain way so
sure.
that it's a great overall experience. And I think you guys have done a great job with it. I mean, it's been amazing to watch Paragon grow over the past couple of years. It is phenomenal. The team that you've put in place is exceptional, honestly.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's been great to see. So fast forwarding now, mm-hmm. we're in 2025. AI is exciting. Technology is exciting. How are you as an organization embracing technology and using it to better the client experience, but to also help with your internal operations as well? I mean, that's probably a hot topic.
Yeah, so we were talking offline ahead of time. Without technology, we probably would have had to hire 3 or 4 more people by now.
Wow, yeah.
I'm not kidding. And Salesforce, I know you're a big believer in Salesforce. You
right.
brought it to us. We used it pretty much. I used it for my reviews for the first few years, making sure I documented all the reviews. Now we use it to run the whole business. So, you know, client calls in, I talk to them, they want $5,000, I raise the cash,
sure.
I task Lori, then she tasks Ricardo to make the trades. So when I think we're somewhere around 450 clients. You can't keep track of all that on mm-hmm. paper and things. So Salesforce, you have to have some sort of CRM. So that's number one. The other thing, and give you guys props too, Advisor Bob's phenomenal. So we use that to track our fees, how many financial plans, if the client paid. So Salesforce, number one, Advisor Bob. And then the other thing is our business model really hinges on bringing the clients in and looking at everything and doing a financial plan. So e-money, we've adopted e-money. I looked before he came to it. I think we have 198 clients on that platform using it on a semi-regular basis.
Now was that, I'm gonna stop you on the financial planning topic, because I think a whole nother podcast, once again, could be around financial planning
sure.
in general, right? We just did the human side of advice about a month ago with Ben
right. Hoss.
It was a great podcast. But when looking at financial planning, you said you have 198 clients. Out of curiosity, rewind 3 years ago, how many clients do you think you had in the financial planning universe?
Well, so not all of the 198 have plans, paid for plans.
Yep.
But if somebody has over $1 million of assets, we do a plan for them.
Interesting.
Okay,
totally.
So just to separate.
Yep.
So if you go back how many years? Three years?
I'd say 3 years.
Three years. I would say it went from about probably around 70 to close to where it is now.
Wow,
so
we tripled that. Yeah.
And we also, by putting John in and he's in charge.
And I know John's done a great job on those plans for you too.
Fantastic. Right?
Having a key player there. So sorry, I didn't want to go down a different rabbit hole there.
But it's important.
It's huge.
Because clients today, they come, they want the full advice. They want to know, like, what's this pot of money for? What's that pot? What is that going to do for me when I'm 65 or if I want to buy a beach? They need to know what investment is going to do. So we kind of, it helps them put it into buckets
sure.
during the planning process.
Absolutely. Okay. Yep.
Other things, so I have to look at my list because we use so much technology,
yeah.
but the Client Works trading system, enhanced trading,
sure.
we use that all the time.
Got it.
I know they upgraded that. Riskalyze we use, but you're telling me there might be something a little bit better, so we'll talk about that offline.
Yep.
Again, you got to gauge the client's risk. That comes in so handy when the market's down and you're doing a review and clients are very nervous. And let's review that risk score, right?
Sure.
They may be out of line. Probably the newest piece of software that is phenomenal is Jump AI. That allows us to basically record all the reviews, of course, with the clients, capture the reviews with the client's
consent,
and go through. But not only that, when you're done, it then puts everything, the finance, into an Excel spreadsheet, a grid, what they're taking income from, so on and so forth. I can then, as it's talking, it knows, hey, maybe I have to task Ricardo to buy a stock, task Lori to make a to send cash out. So inside the Jump system, the whole meeting's captured. You can task right through there. It goes into Salesforce. It connects with Zoom. A couple seconds later, you can send an email to the client that actually summarizes everything. Yep. So it's almost like having an intern or an assistant in the appointment with you.
Wow.
I figured on average, it saves me about 12 hours a week, which is pretty phenomenal.
I mean, that's a substantial amount of time.
Substantial, yeah.
It is.
So I really think people should look into that. And then we have all sorts of various analytical software programs that Ricardo uses, YCharts, FinChat, FunStrat, things like that.
Got it.
But nowadays, I'm just assuming it's going to be, we're going to have to keep on top of technology going forward because it's just advancing at such.
Yeah, and I know the other one that we've definitely been working with your office on implementing is that secure office platform that we built out, the 365
yes.
environment. Now that yep. we have Nick Murphy, who's part of the team here on the technology side, we have Dana, who's working with Nick, and then we're also utilizing Razor for the support services. That's a big angle too, and a lot of our offices have started implementing the 365 environment and email hosting and everything, especially with Jump because there's integrations there. So
really, yeah. So that's probably next for us.
Second future podcast.
Yeah.
I just keep lining them up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you keep lining them up, knocking them down. So, you know, I think it's important that we've talked about the rebranding, we've talked about the technology, we've talked about your team, right? The team. If you're an advisor looking to join a GVA, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you're looking to join GVA, you're considering that leap to independence.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you've gone through it, you've been over here for, you know, 8 years at this point,
yep.
on this side of the fence, what are some of the things that you would tell another advisor considering this channel? Right? If they're used to a certain way.
Yeah, I would just definitely say the hands-on approach here, and the timing was great meeting you when you started, but just everything that GVA can offer from technology support. Well, number one, compliance. That's the main job,
sure.
right? Compliance. Yeah. So, you know, your choice maybe to join another corporate broker-dealer RIA, open your own RIA, which I see no point in with all the services that you can provide here.
Sure.
And I would say the compliance, the software, the support, the wholesaler, the
yep.
network, the meetings, everybody here, I can always reach out and somebody gets back to me that day. Marketing. So it's pretty much the whole plot. And as we're not part of it, but I believe you even offer space for
yes.
some advisors. So there's all different models. The support level, especially, I'm assuming you're recruiting some people from banks and wirehouses.
Sure. Yeah, different.
The support level, I would imagine, is very much, it was better than when I was at an insurance broker dealer where they were keeping about 50% of our comp.
Yep.
And we didn't get anywhere near the service that we get from you guys.
It's great.
So it's been fantastic.
Yep. And so future plans, let's talk about it. And
okay.
Let's learn a little bit about yourself. So where do you see your practice heading over the next 3 to 5 years?
So 3 years, we want to get to about, I was thinking about this before we came, and we every year of our year-end goals, 3 years, we want to be somewhere around 500 to 550 AUM.
Got it.
And then 5 years is probably going to be 650, 700. We're trying to do that. And all our business has been coming from our natural market, just from people, clients on the books.
Yeah.
So now that we have this marketing going, we're starting to see some of the fruits of that. Eventually, we'll maybe hire another financial advisor or two, or buy a book. So we see a lot of growth in the future.
Got it.
And we'll have to utilize the technology and everything to get there. But we don't see any problems with bringing on new assets. It's more, you know, trying to be able to service all of that.
Correct.
So, and put the infrastructure in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like you're well on your way with yep. everything that you're utilizing today and how you've built that out with the workflows and yep. the team and the process that's there. So, you know, we obviously have our annual conference. We have our Philly forums, our investment, you know, symposiums. But outside of that, you had mentioned these video conferencing. Like, it's easy to get in touch with another advisor within our network, and you know you're going to get a good answer because just of how it's a great group of advisors, a great group of people that are part of that. And so what would be some advice along those lines that you would say to an advisor maybe thinking about taking the leap to independence? Obviously, transitions we talked about are scary, disruption. Nobody yep. likes disruption, Nobody right? Does, but yep. we'll get through it. We have a transitions team, so we'll get through it. But what about when you're on the other side of the fence, everything's transitioned over, and now all of a sudden you're like, what do I do?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. And the thing that you brought up with GBA, it's 190 high-performing advisors.
Yeah.
And everyone's practice is different. Mine might be different than Paul's or whoever. So it's great when we get together at the conferences, symposiums, because most of my time there is asking other advisors like how they run their practice. And I would say every time we pick up 3 to 5 good ideas. And then we bring them back. Now, we may only be able to implement one or two,
yeah.
but that alone could be huge.
Yeah.
So, for instance, we don't do a ton of 401k business. You guys have people, you have a few advisors that specialize in that.
Yeah.
So we can partner with them. Maybe we don't want to work the case 100%. Maybe we have the lead or the referral,
sure.
and then we can work the case. So I would really tell anybody that's going to a place, don't only look at the transition, don't only look at the comp. That's all super important, but really once you're there, what kind of support, what kind of team, are all the people there, do they have the same goals? Are they trying to grow their business?
That is, I believe, obviously the number one focus point for an RIA that you plug into should be compliance, right? So we do, it has to be, right? And we've always said the second or third points could be asset management, or it could be different channels of the bit, operational support. Like, that's all very important, right? But I do believe if you have a strong community of like-minded advisors that are all heading towards that common goal,
yep.
there is no doubt that being part of that, while being independent still, is super important to help you grow your business. And I think if you have a new advisor, like, there's so many times where I'll actually call you and say, hey, Charlie, do me a favor.
Yeah.
We have an advisor who just came over.
Can you talk to him?
I mean, yep. so, and what you're like, what now? Like, yeah. I'll get on a conference call yeah. right now. And I yeah. think that is a huge, huge factor when deciding on the independent space.
100%.
And building yeah. your business. Because you become a business owner too, right? There's going to yep. be questions that pop up, like, outside of just running a financial advisor practice, where maybe you're trying to bring on your first advisor.
Yep.
Maybe you're trying to partner with somebody else that you've been through. And yep. you can say, hey, here are the pros and cons of that.
Absolutely. How to set it up. Maybe what do you set up? Do you do an LLC or an escrow? Like, everything.
Everything. Yeah. And I think because there's folks in our network that you've talked to and you said, yeah. hey, I've taken 2 or 3 takeaways. And that is a very, very important piece, I think, when you're considering independence as well.
100%. I would say that's other than the compliance part, that would be the second biggest part.
Yeah.
You know? So I 100% agree. And the team's been great. I can't wait till the next conference. And
yep.
Not only is it fun, but you learn a lot.
You learn a lot. Yep. Yeah. And that will be Charleston in November. So it should be a good.
Can't wait. I've never been. Never yep. been to Charleston. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Let's roundabout way find out more about Charlie McNamara. So forget about Paragon. Forget about being a financial advisor. Outside of this environment, what do you enjoy doing?
So I probably have too many hobbies. I really love to work out. So every morning before I go to work, I even tell my Lori before she books appointments, unless it's a new client.
Yep.
I usually wake up, I run at least 3 to 5 miles, which I haven't been able to do for months. So I just got back to that.
Okay.
And then I lift weights. So that's kind of like more, not even a hobby. It's something I have to do. I feel great when I start my day.
Yeah.
I spend about at least once or twice a week MMA. I don't even think I told you that. I've been doing that for 5 years.
Okay.
Which is fun.
I'll make sure I keep my comments.
Yeah. Don't mess with this kung fu over here. And then I like to fish. I know you and I fish. I like to golf. I'm at the point where there's a lot of things I like to do, and I'm able to do a lot of it because I have one daughter. She's 16.
Wow.
So she's driving now. Oh, yeah, so I have more time.
Yeah.
I'm not coaching anymore.
You hung up the cleats.
Yeah.
No more coaching.
No more coaching. Yeah, so now I have to, you know, I want to work on, you know, some golf a little bit, get my golf game down, get the time to do that. But and then my wife and I spend a lot more time together now that we don't have all the stuff going on, so vacations and things like that. So life's been pretty good, but, you know, that's hopefully what you can expect after 25 years almost in the business.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah, and building a team, right?
And building
knowing
a team.
That you have that next generation also helping you out with what's going on there too as well.
Yeah. 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 Because you could not just pick up and go away for 2 weeks if you don't have a good team.
No,
you know,
right. You have to make sure you're taking care of the clients. You have to make sure that the team is, there's redundancy that's been put in place for everybody.
Exactly. And one thing we forgot to mention is like video conferencing. So I go down the shore for a couple of weeks and
yep.
I can still hold a couple appointments a day.
It's great.
You know, maybe a 12 and a 2 and, you know, do that. So it's been good. It's been a really good upward trend from where we were.
Yeah, and it's been fun to watch the journey and be part of that journey along the way too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously, we wish you guys the best of luck. We love supporting you along the way.
Yep.
We appreciate you jumping on the podcast and joining me today here to talk on the GVA way and telling a little bit about yourself and your story.
Absolutely. And James, seriously, you guys have done so much for us. We really appreciate it. It's been a great partnership.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you so much, James.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.